rediscover the facets of yourself that have been kept hidden away for far too long. For just $1, you can take a journey and make it your ultimate transformation. Center of the Sun Plus offers more tools, support, and community to help you explore your inner realms. Click the link in the description to join today.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
So, have you heard of Innerversity? The Secret Energy Innerversity course is designed to instruct on the highest levels of mental, spiritual, and physical expansion, as no grand structure can be designed without first setting the foundation. Begin at level zero. Begin your ascent. Visit devon.org for more information about Secret Energy Semester 1, Innerversity. Learn something new today. Thank you for listening. I recently went out of town, and on the airplane, I sat by a man who claimed to be a libertarian lawyer or something of the sort. He had all kinds of like rational explanations for why our country operates the way that it does. Mainly because certain people in this country truly believe that we should just be serving the interests of businesses or something. I don't understand, because behind every business is a person or a collection of people. Therefore, we should be caring about people. I don't know. I simply wanted to sleep during that interaction. I was on my way to visit my friend, and for some fucking reason, I always attract the talkers on the airplanes. Even on the way home, I tried my best to ignore the woman sitting next to me, but because I was having too much fun listening to music, she had to interject. But I always oblige because I'm nice. I tell people that I'm nice, but I ain't that fucking nice. But as people tend to underestimate my intelligence as a black man, especially one who identifies as LGBTQ, I had this man ended in his conversation very quickly because I believe that personal ethics rule and should be the rule of our government, not the interest of businesses who don't particularly care about humans. They care about bottom line, as this libertarian lawyer was describing to me. It's all about the bottom line. Why would they have business? You know, the guerrilla government is to foster business and to control abuses of power. Why would you allow a business to abuse their power in the first place? Like, why would you have to regulate it after the fact when you could just like say like, nah, bitch, what you're not gonna do is allow the public to subsidize food stamps for Walmart, you know? Like, just pay your fucking people, and you don't have to have the most profit in the world. You don't have to, but you know, it is what it is. My main rationalization for rejecting libertarianism, and this is when he quickly put his headphones away and fell asleep in air quotes. When somebody touts libertarianism, someone like Rand Paul or whatever Green Party people, I don't know who the fuck does this, but whenever I hear libertarianism, I hear states' rights. Whenever I hear states' rights, I think of Abraham Lincoln, because states' rights were minimized after the Civil War of the United States because slavery ended and the United States was born. Like, what the fuck? People make America great again with libertarianism? Like, what? Wanting states' rights again is a slippery slope back into slavery in my eyes. And that's what I told that man. Like, you ain't gonna talk to me about nothing, about nobody's states' rights, because not only have I benefited from every single federal motherfucking service up into and including loan forgiveness, which I'm very anxious to see if anybody will give me. It's just a slippery slope. It's a slippery slope back to slavery, because that's what the Civil War was fought over. States' rights, slavery, dumb bitches. But white people always forget. That's fine, because I'm here to remind you. Thank you for listening. This is episode 10, I believe, of Center of the Sun, season 3. We're talking about binaural beats. Binaural beats. You know, I love my music. I love my tones and things. I love my YouTube. So we're talking about YouTube binaural beats and how they really work. They work for me. That's why this episode's late, because I've been trying to fix my brain back. But that's not really so we're talking about binaural beats today, because we're talking about meditation. We're talking about meditation because we're talking about ethics, and you can't get to ethics until you understand why ethics is important. Honey, okay? Why is all of this relevant to you? Well, because we're talking about ethics. It's very pure and it's very simple. But ethics are different than morals, peeps. Religions drive morality. Right and wrong. That is driven. That's a duality. Even though I have a whole episode about substance dualism, you know, we've learned something since that episode. And that we here at Center of the Sun do not ascribe to dualities unless they are necessary, because there's nothing wrong with the duality, but it also is not end all be all truth, God and sun. Yes and no, black and white. We are not here to cast those spells. We're here to cast the spells that reside inside of us right now. Okay? I do not think morality has a place on the show. So, because it squarely benefits someone else other than myself, because it doesn't allow for all of the possibilities and all of the ideas around the true nature of humanity. But ethics does give us a little bit of insight. Okay, so how does one figure out what is ethical? So how did this libertarian lawyer dude on the plane, who says he's very rich, but I don't know. I mean, I sit by people all the time on the plane who are rich. I'm like, I don't really give a fuck, honestly, because he don't know me. See, people believe that I care about like being rich. What I don't. Well, yes, I do. Because I will be making $30 million a year at some point. That'll be my salary in the future. But not because I, like, am a lawyer. It's just because whatever comes out of my consciousness will help me attain that. So, anyway. And they'll always be for the highest good. That's what I'm assuming is going to happen. So, last week we talked about the three worlds, or whatever I'm trying to say, of human evolution and psychic unfoldment. And the point about psychic unfoldment is that we are not trying to be psychics. We're just trying to understand what we already experience as supreme beings on this earth. So there are three bodies. Do you remember what the three bodies were, honey? The three bodies are the physical body or the etheric body. That's, well, you know, you can touch your titties right now. You can just feel yourself, you know, you can feel your rolls and things in there. We have our emotional body, also known as our chakras, our aura, or whatever, you know, that part of where our energy, our vibes, our energy is like stirred up in these places, but we're not trying to focus on, we're not trying to balance or focus on any one part of that emotional body. We're just trying to understand how it all works together, because we are supreme beings and we cannot be contained in the physical reality. Number three is the mental body. So today we're going to be talking about the mental body, specifically around esotericism, because it's governed by the law of cause and effect. Okay? So when you We're going to be talking about how the law of cause and effect plays out in our lives. It's very important. And it's directly applicable, as we discovered last week. I'm like being very animated about this. It's directly applicable to you as the individual, your community, and the world. Okay. And you have to recognize how you move energy, even unconsciously. For understanding how to condition energy or direct energy in a certain way, the individual must grasp two main ideas. Okay. So the first idea is that we are a combination of different forces of nature. Okay. We inherit DNA, behaviors, language, culture, etc. from our ancestors. Okay. So your mama and your daddy, you know, they gave you what you have, and that it represents, you represent a world that existed before you. Okay. So you're a combination of different things, and you can call up those things at will. That's the purpose of the mental body. Okay. The conflict between your different bodies, and when I say conflict, it denotes something negative, but I'm just saying the fact that these are forces going in different directions encapsulated in your physical body. I just want to make a note that it's necessary for human evolution. And there may be higher dimensions with additional human forces and additional laws to how these things work, but we're just going to be talking about this dimension, okay? Also, human beings can be sensitive and discerning to all energy. So regardless of deeming them good or bad, this is necessary for your survival as a person to avoid danger. No hierarchy exists. But as humans, it helps us understand what perpetuates our existence. So when I say no hierarchy exists, I mean in the grand scheme of things, like when we're talking about the creator, because all is one, apparently. So the physical body should be regarded as a piece of machinery, peeps, your MacBook Pro S, bitch, okay? Because it can be used as a tool of your personality, okay? So your ego, your mental body uses your physical body to enact whatever, you know, we want to enact. So we can use our body to direct physical, mental, and emotional energy in a direction of our choosing. Physical forces are mainly automatic in response to external and internal energies. Mental and emotional forces, what we'll be discussing today, can be focused through the physical body and supports automatic forces in certain activities. So you can use your mental state to affect your physical state. Above all, I want you to start being sensitive to the energy coming from your soul. These forces emanate from higher mental levels. How do you get to the higher mental level? Our higher self is directing us to a point of evolution, so we know that is to be true. Our higher self chose our physical body, so there is a willingness to share information from the higher self. And our higher self is seeking a definite point of evolution. Do you have questions about this? If you do, email me host@centersun21.com because I'm confused. But we're going to try our best to learn about this together. Because when we do this, what you should start realizing is that the world is less about like one specific event and more about how energy moves and how energy is constantly in action and in movement. And we can use energy around us to manifest our desires if we know how it works. Bottom line about this point is that it's not magic or supernatural. Okay. So it seems like it's magic to us, because it's symbolic of our inner world, and our inner world is lit as fuck. That's all I'm trying to tell you. That's all I'm trying to relay. That's the information I'm trying to relay. It's lit. And eventually your perception will max out. You won't be able to explain with your hands and your ears and your eyes and your mouth what is going on. You'll need Cartesian rationalism at some point, but it's best to know how to discern what is real and what is of your imagination. So in terms of the mental body, there's a hierarchy of thought, okay? So just like there are multiple kinds, there are multiple kinds of bodies or vehicles through which you discern and direct energy. The better you are at discerning these things, the better you are at spirituality. So the better you are at spirituality, the better you will become at thinking about solutions to your problems. So what are these types or versions of thoughts or knowledge? Well, thank you for asking. The first thing we're going to talk about is material knowledge. Material knowledge are the thoughts you receive as a result of direct observation. And material knowledge contributes to your ego or your perception of the world. So in previous episodes of Center of the Sun, I described the ego as a necessary part of your human experience. And anyone telling you to decrease your ego or not to use it is leading you astray. So you should always try to, you know, strive for wholeness and balance. But your ego is your memory bank. It's your survival mechanism. It's your judgment of the world. It's how you decide how to survive, basically. So you need your material knowledge, but oftentimes material knowledge relies on your perception and doesn't really need anything else other than your hardware as a MacBook Pro ass bitch. So the second type of knowledge is imaginative knowledge or your imagination. This is non-material and non-ethereal. The ethereal body is your physical body. So when you use your imagination, you are not using your senses. You're just using your thoughts. You're using your cognition. And because most thoughts do not create an image, you have to kind of work on this part. Most people will call you crazy for trying to use your imagination, because those things that you drum up in your mind are fantasies. Initially, they're fantasies. They're initially fantasies, and they are necessary by those who only rely on physical senses. So I met this like aerospace engineer on my trip, and I'm like, I don't give a fuck about what you fucking can do math with. Like, I don't even think space is real. How do you know you're doing some shit that's real? I don't even think. Yeah. If you rely solely, I'm like, we have so many more questions, and you're relying solely on what's in front of you. Like, bitch, like, do you know how fucking vast the universe is? But it is what it is. I'm going to use my imagination while you over here look stupid with your little ugly girlfriend. Not ugly, but anyway, I'm just being stupid. Anyway, during meditation, vivid images can appear if you want them. And I've learned that that's true. And during meditation, I want to encourage you to use this as a tool for figuring out a problem. That's the coolest thing, when you like sit there and you spend an hour listening to some binaural beats. That's what I'm going to be suggesting, a method of meditation for you today. And you can use that space to see what you can figure out. And you have the capacity to decide what's real in your imagination. So some people have to use drugs to achieve that state, but I believe that with the proper tools and proper intentions, you can reach that state. So moving along, honey, your third mental body, or mental whatever, what are we calling this? Four types of knowledge. The third type of knowledge is inspiration, and I call this your informed voice. When I started learning about alchemy on YouTube, I realized that after people start ingesting heavy metals like colloidal silver, I'm like, what the fuck? They claim to start experiencing an informed voice. And at this stage of cognition, a person just begins to understand the truths about the universe. Basically, they just understand, yeah, yes, that's just how it works. And at this stage, you don't need an imagination because things just make sense and you don't have to imagine them. And honestly, they're probably too complex to understand with an image. That's why, like, LSD is too much for a lot of people, because those images don't make any sense. But it represents the true nature of the universe. And sometimes it's too much for the human brain, and some people, you know, go crazy. But it is what it is. This is why people practice alchemy, to help you ease into these spaces, these mental spaces. If you want to learn more about, like, these supplements, I'm like, people take it and deny HIV medication because of it and all kinds of stuff. I'm like, what is it? But then I realized that I sell it to you at devon.org. Click on the store link. I don't know. Look at the supplements. I'm selling the courses around meditation today. But if you want to look at the supplements, I take Shilajit. It's like a mineral. It replaces 85 trace minerals that are depleted from the modern farming soil and farm. You know, I think it's necessary to my diet. It's been working for me. It's making me smarter. But that and meditation making me smarter. I don't know why. So the fourth type of knowledge that everyone's trying to attain is intuition. And that's really why I bought some tarot cards and crystals and stuff, because this is where I'm trying to get to, where it's just like me and the creator are just like together, and I don't have to do any work. Just hello, let there be light, bitch. Like, that's what I want to know. But the intuition is a state in which a person understands one's role in the grand scheme of things. This is the connection to the creator and to the soul. Cognition becomes selfless, less about ego, less about who you are, more about how it all is connected. That's intuition. Just like being like, oh yeah, everything's a torsion field, bam. Everything is the same geometric fucking shape. And that's the divine order of the universe. Like, there's just some shit that's just like, really? Wow. But you have to practice. If you want to know the true nature of the universe, you have to practice it. Last week, we spoke about how it's logical for humans to seek safety and security in savior, you know, in religions and savior symbols and things. That's because our purest thoughts perpetuate safety and security and oneness and unity and wholeness. That's the nature of the universe, is one. So anything that divides us is counterintuitive, and then it creates suffering, and then that's why we're here in 2019 with Donald Trump as our fucking president. Duh. But the bottom line, you know, I can talk politics. Go to devon.org if you want to talk politics. The bottom line is that you are in control when you meditate. And if you're having experiences of seeing or hearing ghosts like I did last year, you can practice meditation to control these experiences, because you are the supreme being. You cannot forget that. You cannot be contained in the physical reality. Thus, you can increase your power and manifest your dreams, honey. But it's not magic. It's not like you can just like do this thing and then like here it goes. No, you have to practice, and you have to understand who you are. Last week, I told you not to focus on developing anything, but just like try to just describe what's already happening in front of you. Let me tell you a story. And I need to call this person back now that I'm thinking about it. But on Friday, I was trying to get in touch with a friend who, during the time of me getting off the phone with him at 1, and by like 4, he had gotten in a car accident. And I'm like, wait, what is going on? And I was calling him because he was helping me out with something, because I threw away my car key, don't ask, and I haven't gotten it replaced. And so I was like, oh yeah, I'll just like take a lift home from work because I'm a bougie bitch and I can't afford it. And but I was like, you know what, Devon, my inspiration, my informed voice was like, it's Friday, you're not rushing to go anywhere, you don't need to spend the extra money. So just take the bus. It's only $1.75. Just take the bus. So I stop myself in my tracks and I take the bus. And then I'm calling and calling and calling. I'm like, where the fuck is he? I told him I'd be done at 3. So I was like, okay, well, I'll just like keep calling. I was like, okay, I'll stop calling. But then I was like, I'm gonna keep calling because I'm like, something feels off. I mean, I go home and I work on my song and I keep calling and he's not picking up. His phone's off. I keep calling. I told him I'd be off work at 3. He's not picking up the phone. Then he calls me back at like 4:30. He's like, Devon, I'm in the hospital. I'm like, what? And he's like, I got in a car accident. I was like, what? And then he's like, I have no way home, this and that. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll just come to you and we'll just both take a lift home. And I'm telling this story because earlier in the day, an informed voice told me to take the fucking bus because I don't have a car at the moment because I threw my car key away. Don't ask. I told you, don't ask. I threw all my keys away, actually. But I threw my car key away and, I would have had to pay for 3 Ubers instead of 2. So, long story short, is that I listened to my informed voice, and it led me down the right path. And I was home by, like, 7. Like, he got in the accident right after we got off the phone at 1. So, he was in the hospital from that whole time. So, I only had to wait, like, an hour for him to get done. It was a really bad accident, too. But that's the kind of stuff where I'm like, I need to just understand why I do things the way that I do. Because when I look at my decisions, they make sense in the grand scheme of things. So every time you reach a new level of cognition, you understand the universe a little bit more. And I tell my boss this all the time. I can make better decisions with more information, not less information, sir. Like, how is this hard? Like, you want more information. And personally, I hate meditation. I really do. Every time a doctor's like, you should just like take a walk, like a 30-minute walk every day. It does the body. No, fuck that shit. No, fuck that. But it really does help. Meditation can happen anywhere. I personally don't like manual labor. So therefore, I'm not going to take a walk on purpose. But I'm a high energy person. That's why I'm just always moving anyway. But I'm like, why would I use it as a walk? Like, I'm going to go do something or talk to somebody. And because of that, I can't calm my mind without assistance. So, in an effort to reach a higher level of cognition, I use YouTube to help me. And as a result, I actually have become addicted to meditating through this method because it's so effective. Because it doesn't require as long practice as a top meditator would, like someone who's like a yogi saying all day long. Today, I want to share with you on my blog. You have to go to devon.org to see the links, but I'm sharing with you my top 5 meditation videos on YouTube that use binaural beats. What are binaural beats? It's a weird word, but binaural beats really work when you're trying to study or trying to get into a deep meditation. Sometimes these help me sleep, so if you're having trouble sleeping, this could also help you sleep. Basically, what I want you to understand is that the secret to meditation is visualization, okay? This is something you should focus on because you're literally creating forms. The truth is in the forms. I don't know if you understand how big this is, people. Okay, so let's take a break. Hold on, pause. This is huge because you're basically becoming a content creator on the astral plane, like some weird shit. And once you build a form, your thoughts give that form energy. Are you following me here? You give the universe volume. You manifest form simply by thinking, simply by visualizing that it's true, and then you add energy to it with your thoughts. And then you combine that connection to your soul with that form, and now you have something actually tangible and animated. Like a child. Oops. Like a child. Because you're a supreme being, with a whole host of ideas and beliefs and emotions and stuff. You add all of that into that form that you visualize during the act of meditation. Like, you see how the process works. It's like I'm going backwards, but the process works because you add value to the form by creating a hierarchy. By creating a hierarchy, you're reflecting your inner world by manifesting and expressing it in the outer world, and you start to create an outer world with your thoughts. Then those thoughts start combining with other people's thoughts. This is where the power is. By yourself, you're the weakest link, but with other people, those thoughts start to become reality. And then, hold on, you start using your hands and your feet. Come on, somebody. And this is just how you start to use your mind's eye. When someone asks you, what do you see in your mind's eye? You should say infinity. Because by visualizing what you want to begin, just to build, you start putting your third eye to use. And loving that thing you create only ensures that you leave a legacy after you die. This is why binaural beats are so important. Go to devon.org. Find the post for this podcast, because meditation will help you control your power. Because on Earth, we have a limited amount of time. Last week, we talked about duration. We must maximize our ability to create, honey. We must be sure that we are going to be doing the highest good. That's why ethics. We're so squarely defining ethics today. As you, only you can define, like we're defining it by like your own specific ability to find your own truth. Because you don't have the ability to please everyone. So is there a way you can please the most people? Sometimes I need an answer to a question. But the only way to get to that answer is to my higher self. And that's something we're taught not to do. We are encouraged to pray, but to whom? Over the next month, I want you to go to YouTube and search for binaural beats. B-I-N-A-U-R-A-L something. I don't know. Go to devon.org. There's a link in the description of this podcast. If you want to get some links, I have some 5 videos that I love, but I can only link them in a blog post. And when you start practicing meditation, it's this weird thing. Binaural beats, look up, like, what are they? Next week, maybe I'll talk about it in, like, what are the actual, like, tones that are happening? But during that meditation, I want you to think about the following affirmation, okay? May the light of the soul illuminate my mind and shed light upon the way of others. May the light of the soul illuminate my mind and shed light upon the way of others. That is what I want you to practice over the next month. Tell me how it goes. Email me, host@centersun21.com. You have been listening to another episode of Center of the Sun. Thank you for listening. And I hope that you have a great day. Peace out.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
When you make the brave decision to venture within, you will unlock your true potential so you can push forward with confidence, conviction, and a purpose. For only $1, you can become a Center of the Sun Plus Gold member and get closer to that purpose. No matter how difficult the process may be, remember it's your resilience and commitment that will ultimately lead you to where you want to go.